Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you on my new podcast, on the podcast Renew Motherhood. And this new episode is just about kids' leadership and character development. And today, I'm so grateful that Audra and Matthew Karam join me on my podcast. And yes, I'd like to hand it over to you. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'll introduce myself. My name is Audra Karam, and my husband and I, Matt, work together, and we work on children's leadership and character development. We love sharing the things that we have kind of learned over the years. We parent four children. They're all grown now, which is very exciting, and off doing their own things. And but together we've worked on kind of creating a curriculum slash program that helps parents and schools develop their children into be more successful leaders and stand out.
Yeah, thank you for having us on your show. My name is Matt Karam, and we have worked on child development and character and leadership skills in our family's martial arts school for about 45 years. And
That's
so
awesome.
the good benefit there is we've seen taught thousands of children one-on-one over the past years, and we really enjoy doing it. And I think we've really found a good formula for parents at home to be able to use those type of things to get duplicatable results. So that's the important part.
This is so awesome. I love your topic because having children of my own, I know how difficult it sometimes can be. And I think that's a wonderful hand to help other mothers, other families to really to educate their children in a different way. So how did you get to that field? Well, you said it's a family business, the martial arts school. How old are the children in your school?
Well, the range age range was from 3 years old till being an adult, but we did have segregated classes, if you know what I mean. We had one training deck for children and then one training deck for teens and adults. So
Makes
we did
sense.
have you can't have a 5 year old in with a 30 year old,
Yeah, to have the most success. And we
Good
actually
luck.
broke it down even more. We did age specific, because as you know, or any parent, any mom who's listening knows that each stage has a different developmental expectation, right? And so, when we were teaching in the martial arts, which we don't teach that anymore specifically, but when we were teaching in the classes at the school, a child that's three doesn't have the sense of balance like a 5 or 6 year old might. And so the expectations were set differently. And so when we broke it down and really customized that, the parents and the children got so much more out of it in the time that they spent with us. So I think that was important. But we came to this program, weaving it into our martial arts curriculum because we had so many parents who had good kids. I mean, they were good kids, but they really just wanted great kids. They wanted leaders, you know what I mean? And
They
so they,
want
right,
to
yeah.
win. Right.
And when they came to the martial arts school in our curriculum, it wasn't really about the kicking and the punching, but they knew the benefits that martial arts can provide, right? It increases self-confidence and discipline and focus. And we were hearing so many of the parents saying, yeah, he's good, yeah, he gets good grades, but I really want him just to stand out. And so, hearing this, we said, well, what can we do? What can we augment our program with? And then we created the Little Leaders curriculum that really was about taking life skills, skill sets of being a better person and martial arts manners and the behavior that a black belt might exemplify and helping weave that into their daily lives. And so we worked through that, we created it together. My background is working with children. That's what I went to school for. And Matt is in business and finance. But he had taken martial arts since he was five. So, he knew all the ins and outs of the martial arts. And so together they just really created a great synergy. And so then we created this program to add more to than just the martial arts piece of it.
Yes, that sounds so good. So did you work with a body to develop the inner self, or how can I picture this for myself or for the
Sure.
audience?
So, well, we had classes broke up into a couple areas, if you will. So when the kids first came, what we did was we had them bring in the work. We asked them to do the previous class. And then we would do our class work as far as physical. You would learn maybe a block or an attack or a strike or those kind of things. But the fun of what we taught the martial arts for was for really the children to gain more control over themselves, right? Because when you have to we're one of the very few sports that you have to coordinate the left side and the right side of the brain. You have to pull them together because, you know, that coordination and the physical part of it. So it really helped with great development on both sides of the brain. But then what we did was at the end of class, we would introduce a topic. So for that week, we might explain to them, they have to say please and thank you all next week. So first we would teach it to them as a concept. Then secondly, we would have a discussion with the kids because you'd be surprised. Sometimes the kids leave with a different thought or expectation than you really meant them to have. So you have to be you have to clarify it and be specific.
Yes.
And then after we discussed the topic and when they knew what we wanted them to do, then we gave them what was called a weekly mission. And then the kids took that home with mom. And what they did was, you know, did they do it? Did they not? Did they help out? Did they say please? Did they say their thank yous? And then when they came to class next, that's when they brought it up in front of class. And we got to recognize great behavior, right? But there was also a positive for sometimes the ones that wouldn't cooperate for mom, right? They would sometimes not want to do please or thank you. And then they came up to class, I could say to them, mom says you didn't say please. Mom says you didn't say thank you.
Oh, wow, what happened?
Why? You know, and you'd be surprised. The children, they most of the time tell you the truth. They're like, I didn't want to. Okay. And that's okay. I'd say, all right,
always
come on
tell
over.
The truth.
Yeah, they told the truth. But then I would have them do 10 push-ups.
Okay.
And then I would have an instructor watch them do the 10 push-ups because they're upset. They weren't happy about doing them. And then I'd have them come back and then I'd say, okay, because you didn't do this last week, now you get to do two. You get to do our mission this week plus last week's. So now they're really mad. But they
did
typically
they stay or did they quit? I said, okay,
no,
I don't
no.
Do this.
They never they just were upset. But the good is I never had a student do that more than twice ever.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to do it.
That's how we ran it in our martial arts. And so what we did is we said, you know, we have to make this more fun. And so COVID changed everything. And, you know, we have three things we want to share with the moms that are listening so they can get some value out of, you know, being here today. And we'll share those in a minute. But we created it and made it an animated character, and it's Black Belt Bruce. And so now he's just a fun alligator who teaches these lessons. And then it's a fun way for the families to, you know, kind of elevate their children. And so that's really exciting. And we really enjoy participating with the families and helping them grow. But so that's what we used to do in the martial arts school, but we've transitioned because COVID changed how we did business.
Yes.
And we don't teach the kicking and punching anymore, but we do teach the life skills and character development now. So,
That's great. So your curriculum for children brings out the inside of the children. And what is your number one advice for parents to do so that they can also bring out something out of the children? Because you are now advanced in this, you know how to do this. And what would be an advice for the parents? What could
they
do?
It's hard to whittle it down to one. But I would say, you know, part of the important piece for them to remember is that children have a limited learning window, right? And so you need to start as soon as you can helping develop these life skills, right? Helping them to develop to be better people. And that starts really young, younger than you might think. Our program actually starts at the age of 3. We find that's kind of an age that is across the board, a great place and time to start, because the children comprehend, they understand. And I will share this with you based upon our experience and your listeners, is that a lot of times 3-year-olds, the parents are like, there's no way that we can start, but it starts little, you know, you start saying please and thank you. I mean, mm-hmm. that's where it starts, right? And we as parents need to exemplify what we want our children to be. And so we need to model good behavior, start as young as you can, and every day work on it just a little bit.
Yeah, I think if a listener has, let's say, courtesy, or maybe mm-hmm. courage, or focus, anything that you see your child is struggling with, you want to maybe pick that one topic and mm-hmm. teach your child what things that you want them to exemplify in that, and then practice it with them for a week. That's you know, if you want to institute a good behavior, help mm-hmm. them institute it, right? And then our goal as parents is hopefully that behavior then elevates into a good or a positive habit, right? And yeah. so first we have to instruct it. Then secondly, we have to kind of do it with them, emulate mm-hmm. and model that behavior that we want them to have. And then, you know, practice.
Make it fun. Yeah, yeah. Make it fun. You know, we would do all kinds of different things actually with our own children. And then that was something that we rolled over into the, you know, the students that we worked with at the school. So yes, you have to make it fun. And we certainly do that with our new rollout. Yeah. And, but yeah, it's start young, younger than you think you might need to. And I'm mm-hmm. sure you being a parent, you probably would agree with that, that, you know, they watch what you do. They watch everything you do, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They don't listen always to your words, yeah. but they copy you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
sometimes it's a mirror you don't like to see.
Right. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
But anyway, so you have to go through, and that's good, because then you need to be, to become, as a parent, you need to become a good observer of your children. Would you say this?
Yes.
So that you can see where they're at and take the guidance for them. Mm-hmm. And as you said, to really do it together. Mm-hmm. Not to say, okay, you have to do it, but to really to take them by the hand and to say, okay, let's do this together.
Right.
And that's the fun part, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I say. That's the fun part. That's what we have children, right? To grow. And I think, you know, as any parent, you have 4 of your own and they're all so different, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what you did with one doesn't always work with the second or the third or the fourth and on. But find out their uniqueness and what makes them so special, because they're here and you're their guiding light. You know what I mean? You are the who they look up to, who they aspire to. And so we need to be good models. I think that's an important piece.
Yeah, I think, you know, I one thing that I think it's important, every parent needs to recognize that we are their number one teacher, right? Mm-hmm. We're their first teacher. We're the most important teacher. And so that education comes from us. Mm-hmm. And so some, just like you guys have acknowledged, our 4 children, each one of them are unique, right? Mm-hmm. And so each one may take a little different feedback or a different feedback loop or a way to get through to the children, you know? But I think it's our job as parents to help understand what they need and what they're mm-hmm. doing so that we augment them, right?
Right.
Because most of the children are sponges. They want to learn. They want to please you. You know, they have a huge desire to do that. And so don't squelch that, you know, just encourage it. And, you know.
And that's the other piece, too, I think is important is, right, knowing that they have limited time to start getting, because our habits that we're creating with them, you know, if you don't create them young, then they're hard to recreate. Just like we know as we get older, it's hard for us to learn and remember things, right? And then, you know, be intentional, really be focused about what you're trying to do. I mean, they're your job, right? Your kids are your job for the next 20 years or whatever. Right. And so, yeah, be intentional, be passionate about it and be committed and be aware of what you need to do to help that particular child, you know, get to their right place, I guess, in the world. So,
I love this. Be committed. Take the responsibility for your children, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's hard.
Don't give this away.
Yeah. No. We were talking to a fellow podcaster the other day, and he was saying, you know, it's hard. And I'm like, it is. I don't think there's a parent out there that would say this was the easiest job I ever had. Right. No, it is really one of the hardest in being a mom. Your heart is right there with them all the time. And so, yeah, it's hard. It's not easy. And that's why we say too, if you find, like, we're all spread out nowadays, right? We're not all in the same village or communities across the world. And if you can find someone who's doing it right, and can exemplify good behavior, that's who you kind of want to watch or ask for their support. So we always say, you know, keep an eye out for someone in your community or someone, or if you can't stay connected with someone that can support you as you're going through this journey, because why not learn from somebody who's already been there and done that, right?
Absolutely. Totally agree. Yes, that's nice. So what do you consider as the most important part, how to learn? How do you learn best? What would you say?
I would say in considering our children, mm-hmm. it's important to remember that it's, you know, being clear in the expectation, right? Mm-hmm. Revisiting it, having the conversation, and just repeating it. So knowing what you're trying to accomplish, repeating that behavior, and help. And when they're successful, celebrate, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, and I think it's important. We had a gentleman that was, let's say he was in the military, and he told his daughter before they're allowed to go on this trip, she had to clean her room. And mm-hmm. there were, bottom line is they didn't end up going on the trip. She didn't clean her room satisfactorily to her dad. There were a lot of tears. When we got to us the next week at the martial arts school, we heard about it. and so what we actually did was we had a sit down between mom, dad, and her and said, okay, what happened? And what we learned was that the dad really never set a clear expectation of what she was supposed to do to clean her room. He didn't take the time to teach her, show her. She didn't know that she wanted to do the right thing. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know his expectations. And it really blew up. And when we got to the very bottom of it, that's how his dad did it with him.
Yes.
And he was just doing that. He wasn't trying to be mean. He thought he was doing a good thing. And then he come to realize and understand he didn't like it when it happened to him. And number mm-hmm. two, he never told her what to do in that room, what to pick up, where to put this, how to handle that. He just only had it in his head. And we got them to understand at least communication was improving from there on. And so,
yeah, I think if you're not, we often, many, many of us fall into the trap of doing what our parents parented, right? And if you're not cognizant of that and aware, then you're going to fall into that same trap, so to speak, whether it's good or bad. I mean, but if you're noticing that you're not getting the outcomes you want, then you need to step back and reflect a bit.
Yes.
So
don't blame it to others, but have a look at yourself. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I would like to tell you a short story where it pivoted me. Okay, mm-hmm. as a dad, mm-hmm. I know this is a show about moms, but
no problem. We learn all together.
my dad, when I started martial arts when I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. my dad came out of the military, and he hollered all the time. That was his way of communicating. Mm-hmm. And so I, without recognizing it, thinking about it, adapted those exact same traits. Mm-hmm. When I started teaching our children, the first three were boys. Mm-hmm. So when they started class, I hollered at them. I'm not proud of it, but that's what mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. They would cry. Mm-hmm. And I thought in my head, oh, they're boys. Suck it up. Be good. Go. Right. Mm-hmm. But then when my daughter came and she was there for the first time and she's 5 years old mm-hmm. and I hollered at her and she cried, mm-hmm. it broke my heart. I thought, what adult male should holler at a little girl so much that you make her cry? You know, she wants to do a good thing. She wants to, you know. And so from then on, I never hollered again at anybody, right? And mm-hmm. and I learned a new way to communicate with them because I felt so bad that it, as a dad, I'm thinking that my job is to lead, my job is to elevate and be a guide, mm-hmm. not to squish them, right? Yes. That's the wrong thing. And so yeah. that was very pivotal to me in how I communicated with my children, because I saw the effect and I didn't like what I got. And yeah. so,
but I think what I can consider, I can, if I see this now, it might not be that easy, like you're talking about, to really to make the change inside of yourself, because you're so used to it, to do it. It's so deeply inside of you. It's not that you say, okay, I quit this and I change and I communicate in a different way. Everything is fine. I think this takes a lot of courage and a lot of, stepping into, isn't it?
It took years, really, truthfully. Right. Mm-hmm. And I would say that I wouldn't have done it correctly alone.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody reminded me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Wonderful. Yeah.
That's not the outcome you want. Right.
Yeah.
Why this? Why that? And so what you said is 100% spot on, that I was raised a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught class a certain way. When you do it since you're 5 and you're now 25, it's pretty ingrained.
Absolutely. And, yes. I can imagine.
And
he wasn't that hard on them. I mean, he. So
no, it just, the physical part really remained the same. What I had to work on changing was my communication.
Mm-hmm.
I had to work on communicating better in a way that they would respond. And mm-hmm. because our goal as parents was to make sure our children did better than we do in our life,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
We want to propel them to success. And so when we identify, I think, those things, and we communicate to our children, at least I communicated to ours, that, you know, hollering is not the best way. There is a better way, and I'm going to change, and I'm going to do it differently, because that's how much you guys matter to me. And that was real important, right?
That's wonderful.
It worked out great. But you're correct. It took a lot of hard work and a lot of conscious and a lot of reminding.
Yeah, it's wonderful if you get this, and if you stepped into it and really to embrace the change because you wanted to get other results. So I love this. If you would be free to create a new school subject, what would this be?
Oh,
I personally, for me, I would say, social skills.
Social skills. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. Yeah. It's not taught in school.
No. And how do you expect, you know, there's a book, What I Didn't Learn at Harvard. I don't know if you've ever seen that title, but I think the concept resonates, is that you can go all the way through. We, of course, have elementary, middle and high school, and then post schooling. And the things that are really so important in our life, to be respectful, to have courtesy, to be a team player, right?
Yeah.
To have discipline in your own life so that you can share and do good things with others.
Yeah. I don't think there's a leader out there that would disagree. I mean, a respectful leader, I should say, that the way you treat people is way more important than your intellect on most, you know, it's the way you treat people and your team. How you lead really determines, I think, a lot of how happy you are in life based upon your relationships. So,
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess being a parent, I think, is a different role, if you will, than being, you know, maybe other things. Because you have, to me, my purpose here is for my children. Right. Mm-hmm. So if I look at that through that lens, saying, mm-hmm. okay, what can I do best for my children? Then you look differently at your job or your role, or, you know, so.
Right. What do you think is one of the biggest mistakes you personally made that you want to others to avoid? Is there anything that you like to share?
I think Matt revealed his.
<All right.
laughs> My biggest mistake was thinking whatever I was doing with one would work with all of them. You know, and not recognizing sooner the uniqueness of each individual child. That would be my like, I wish I could have done better at that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's.
How about you?
How about you? Yes, I think my biggest mistake was really placing a picture from the outside, the expectations from the outside. And I thought I have to fulfill this, but it's not, because our paths are unique. And each of us has to find out his own, her own path, and not to fulfill the expectations from others. That's not the way. So I had to let go of this. Yeah,
I'm sure when you came to that, hopefully, and I know, like, I'll say things like, I'm going to do that. It doesn't just happen. Like you said, mm-hmm. you know, changing our behavior. But like when you said, hey, there's not this perfect picture. I think, good for you. And probably helped you breathe a little bit more, maybe, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's, it feels just good if you can let go and if you say, hey, that's yours, it's not mine.
Yeah.
But on the other hand side, it's you have to take the courage. You have to have the courage to live a little bit against them. It feels sometimes if it's close family, they turn around and they say, okay, what's this?
Yes.
And right. If you stay to your path, yes, they have to accept it. Or the ways are separated, I think. So I would never say, okay, just because it's you, let me fill your wishes for every time. And, you know, that's not the way, because I have to look at my children too.
Yeah.
How to develop well them. And if it's not the way for them, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So,
well said. Good job.
Thank you.
That takes courage on your part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. You have created this wonderful program to educate children. And tell us more about this, please. What do the children learn and how does this work? Well, you have got, in the beginning, you said something about this classes that you have. And you say, okay, you start with a please and thank you. And is there a little more that you like to share about your program?
Sure. It's it's pretty easy. It's really about teaching our kids just to be better people. Right. And, in doing it in a fun and engaging way. And what we found too, is a lot of the children are going through it, but the whole family goes through it with them. And it's as simple as, So each month we have a life lesson that we're working on. So the first one everyone starts with is courtesy. And that for the whole month through some organic learning that they're doing in the home, they're learning, to say please and thank you on a regular basis and, you know, move it through, and they have that mission. And, they watch Black Belt Bruce, our character, teach about it. And then they can join the Black Belt Bruce Club and become, a part of everybody else that's doing this with these other children. And it's all, virtual. So you do it all online and in the comfort of your home. But there's courtesy, there's focus. We work on leadership, teamwork, and teamwork, how important is that in our family?
Absolutely.
Right.
And
and respect of things and of people. And so it's just through a quick snippet of information through the videos, the fun videos. And then we say, let's go put this in place. Let's spend all week maybe helping somebody do something nice. And that's nothing huge. That might be, putting the dishes away for mom or something, something easy. And wow, I'll tell you what, as a mom, that, that warms my heart when you have a child who, steps up and does something that, so it's stuff like that. And then, they go through, we have discipline, respect, and focus and all of them, like I said, but there's table manners and all kinds of things. We want our kids to, and a lot of times too, I found as a busy mom, like I said earlier, if you're not intentional, and we don't always think about being intentional because we are so busy, right?
Yeah.
And so doing the Black Belt Bruce Club, it becomes a part of this is what we do, you know, and someone else from the outside is interjecting this new thought. So
wonderful. So integrating this in your life and just live it, not only to learn it and to forget it, but to live it.
And it's so fun. Yeah. The kids love, the kids are excited about it because mom's not saying, can you do this? You know, because we know when it comes from mom or dad, it's a chore or something, but when, you know, it's suggested in a fun environment. And then you get recognized, you know, because they earn wristbands as they go through it. So anyhow, so I hope that answers your question.
Yes, absolutely. I love this. It's so wonderful. I truly appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
And where can people find you? Where can they reach out to you? How can they
contact you? I'll let Matt, he does it best.
So if they just go to blackbeltbruce.com, you'll see the curriculum, and we call it 1-1-1. They watch one video. We give them the discussion questions to have with the child, and then they have their weekly mission. So it's less than 10 minutes a week. It's easy to do. It's duplicatable, and everyone learns at their own rate, but it's important to introduce it. And so even if you don't think sometimes that your 3-year-old or 4-year-old grasp the concept, that's okay. It's the earlier you introduce the subject, the better they're going to do later in life. So whether they understand it 100% in the beginning or not, it's okay. Just have faith in them and give them the opportunity to learn these valuable skills that they take with them the rest of their life. And that's really the legacy as dad that I want to have. We want to teach them to fish, right? Just to do for themselves.
Right. And not to give the fish, but to teach them how to do.
Yeah. Yes. That's everything. And I feel like as dad, if I accomplish that, then I've done my job. That was, I got them ready. So
wonderful. Anything you like to add?
I don't think so. They, we're starting a YouTube channel that just for Black Belt Bruce, so they can get on there and watch the videos real soon. And it's just Black Belt Bruce through YouTube, and they can see all the animated videos, and the kids can just watch them. And that's a great way to learn this stuff too. Just wonderful. Watching the videos. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much to be a guest on my podcast. I really enjoyed it. It was a pleasure to meet you and to get to know about the things that you do and that you provide and the value that you give to parents and the kids. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yes, we really appreciate it.
Wonderful. So I like to say goodbye to the audience, and I like to invite you to follow my podcast, Renew Motherhood, and new episodes will follow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.